Welcome to episode 16 of the Viking Voice, the unofficial podcast of your favorite Norse pillagers. This episode is compelled to you by the love of Christ Jesus and hosted by fellow Vikings Alex Bothmroth, Peter Hom, and Logan Mangan in order of ACT scores, assuming Logan gets a lower score than a 29. Disclaimer, this podcast is in no way officially affiliated with Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect those of WLHS or its staff.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
Almost yeah. As crazy as the content in this episode.
There's a lot.
That's a transition. We're recording this at a time. Unspecified time.
I was just going to say, for context, if this episode sucks, it's 10:45 at night. We're just starting recording.
It's 10:38 at night,
well,
sir.
You know what?
Yeah, 10:38 is like 20 minutes earlier than 10:45.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, when I was little, I always used to get so annoyed when people would if it's 10:38, well, 10:39 now, and you would say 10:45, I'd be like, no, it's not even 10:40.
Well, yeah, why I still get annoyed with that.
I understand now why you do that, because it's just simpler.
No, I don't understand, because people at my work would be like, oh, it's 3, and I'm like, oh, and then I look at the clock, it's like 2:51. I'm like, that is not 3, bro. That's like a whole nother 9 minutes.
Well, it
that
depends
is,
on the
no.
context. Like, if you're leaving at a certain time, you're like, oh, wow, look, it's that time, and then you look, and it's not...
Yeah, but that no, that's like, bad. You need specification.
Well, yes. In that case, then they're dinguses for saying that. But in this case, it doesn't really matter exactly what time it is. I'm just saying it's later in the 10 o'clock hour.
Just the saying. Point. The difference between 10:44 and 10:45 is gigantic.
Yeah.
That's fair. Anyway, I'm not going to... This is not the hill we're going to die on in the first, minute of the podcast. However, we are going to talk about one correction and follow-up, which is actually one from episode 14. In that episode, I talked about a hymn that my church's old pastors wrote. And I couldn't remember the name of the hymn or the pastor. But on Sunday we sang it, so that was quite nice. Or was that Sunday, or was it Sunday or Wednesday? March 14th. That was Sunday.
Sunday.
Did you get the name of the guy who made the hymn?
I did, yes.
Yeah, it's
well, I mean, I was going to say, it's literally in the script.
Oh, I didn't look.
So his name is Kurt J. Eggert.
Ah, that's what my mom said he was. My mom was like, hey, it's this guy, and you should tell him that, but then I wasn't going to...
How does your mom know that?
My mom knows many things. She's a smart woman.
Places.
Wow. Well, good for her. Yes, she is correct. And it's not unto us.
Ah, that him.
Yeah.
I feel like I sang that recently.
I mean, you probably sang it on Sunday, seeing as I sang it on Sunday.
Probably did.
So yeah, good him. Good pastor. Although, I mean, he died before I was born. But, you know. Yeah. So yeah. That is all I wanted to say about that. And now we can move on to this week's content.
Remember last episode when we said we didn't have any corrections from the last episode?
I mean, at the time we didn't, because I legitimately didn't have anything to follow up on, because I didn't know the name.
But now we have a correction from that episode.
Yes. But nothing from the last episode.
Yet.
Nothing from the last episode for this episode. Maybe the next episode. But we digress.
No.
Wait, no, that was a few episodes ago.
Many episodes ago.
Alright, so starting things off for this episode, as we always do, our podcastly episodical.
Episodical.
Episodical, that's not a word.
Episodical.
whatever.
Yep.
The thing we do every time we start off with our Corona update, two people in quarantine, nobody with COVID currently. Although somebody at Wisco does have COVID, they just aren't getting tested.
Oh.
But I won't name any names.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up now. Are you saying there's an danger to the public at Wisco and they're being idiots about it?
No, they're not. They're staying home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they might be included in that two quarantined. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I thought we just had someone who was like, frick the system.
Yeah, no.
Give COVID to everybody.
No, they're...
Like, I ain't no COVID Nazi, but like, bruh.
No, they've been... Yeah, no, they've been at home. So technically probably one, but not officially. But still, even one and two quarantine, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Logan?
Nothing.
Bruh.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
No. What?
You said something?
Twice he was about to say something and I accidentally cut him off.
I think that was me.
I think you said uh-huh.
Oh, well, okay then.
Yeah, it probably was Peter.
I said like twice, but that was like, I mean, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I agree.
All right, thanks Discord for making it sound like other people are trying to talk.
Got destroyed by the system, gamer. Although I do have something to say.
Okay.
I was just talking to Andrew because he decided he wanted to text me at like late at night, which is understandable. It's just not usually recording a podcast, right? But he just asked for a shout out, so shout out to Andrew Hom. This concludes the shout out.
So we have
former Viking voice star.
So actually, this is wow! It's all come full circle. So you just said shout out to Andrew Hom.
Oh my.
And the episode that Andrew was in was called Shout Out to Jay Gady.
Yes, I was thinking about that.
Wow!
My goodness. It's the Viking voice cinematic universe.
Yes.
You know what? If the VVCU includes Isles and Sam Hartman, I'm okay with that.
That is the universe I want to be in. That's all. Yes.
I mean, that is this universe, I guess.
Boy.
And we get Michael and Brennan. Plus Micah.
Say Brennan.
I guess. Okay. So, Brennan versus Brendan is always something I struggle with in the first place. Then there's the fact that I have a coworker named Brennan. Who I just saw yesterday.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it, yep. Alright, okay then. Our next COVID point here is as of today, right?
Today.
Yeah.
Today was
the day we're recording this.
1 year ago, March 16th, 2020, the last day of school.
Ah. Yep. Wow, crazy.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. I remember doing psych virtually. That sucked. That was not fun.
I mean, a lot of things sucked.
I know, but like, we had to read like a whole chapter of psych each day, basically, I think, for virtual. It was a pain. Like, that's it was tough. Like, the grind that we before weren't really forced to do now became our homework. Like, it was recommended that you read the chapter before, but most of the time you could just, like, read some sort of summary of it or, like, just skim it and be fine. But now, no, you had to read the chapter to do your homework. Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah. It's my spiel.
Yeah. So, yeah, Friday the 13th was the day Evers declared.
Wait, it was a Friday the 13th?
Last year it was, yeah.
Oh my god, that is amazing.
Yeah. I was at Band Fest that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amazingly. It was like the last thing to happen. Which, by the way, I follow it's Lake Country Now, I think is what it's called. It's like the Journal Sentinel's like suburbs.
Oh, it's like thing. What used so that used to be the it used to be called Lake Country Reporter, right? And then they like merged with the Journal Sentinel?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I follow them on Instagram, and they did a thing like asking for people to DM them with like a picture of like.
The oh last yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I did that, and I got on there. I was like, "Well, that's kind of cool."
That's neat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was at the Wells Band Fest, 50th Wells Band Fest, by the way.
Wow.
Last year at that time.
Glad you snuck in that 50th one before I had to postpone it for like 5 years.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that was legitimately really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you're casually at BandFest while the world is falling apart around you.
Yeah. It was so weird. I mean, because, you know, it was basically like the very end of pre-COVID. So, you know, we were all just vibing, no masks or anything. Yeah. I do remember it was live streamed because they had to limit the audience to just family members because they were starting, like, they were like, you know, this COVID
oh,
thing.
Oh, just starting to do
kind
it?
Kind of a thing. Mm. Should probably not just let anybody in.
You know, did
they require, do they have, like, masks?
No, I just said, like, nobody was wearing masks yet. Masks weren't a thing yet.
I want right. to go back to a year ago.
Honestly, same. That was when I was still doing, I was having commons in the band room with Ava Dobler and Mia Butler. And that was weird. A vibe and a half in that room. Oh, and Rainer Jaeger would be in there sometimes too. That was pretty lit. Every now and then Benji Durr would stop by. That was great.
Oh
my gosh, do you remember the people were doing the thing with brooms where they would like stabilize brooms like on their ends, like just stand them up.
Yeah, Mr. Hom has
that guy's
yeah.
You know, you can say it, Logan.
Mr. Hum did that at least once this year.
Nice.
Yeah, he does that like every year, and then he does the joke of it's only works this time of the year. Oh,
yeah, I do. Like, it was kind of. I legitimately thought it was actually year like time of year related, and then I realized, wait, no, that's literally just how center of balance works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like no, gravity is not impacted by the moon. Well, it is kind of, I guess.
Dreams
I don't know.
Destroyed.
Yes.
Tides.
Right, the tide is so. I don't know.
Well, I thought it was with, like, Earth's gravitational independent of the moon. It was just, like, the core just, like, shifts in such a way that now brooms can stand.
Ooh. Yes. Yeah, I would love to go back to a year ago. Well, yeah. You know.
In some
ways I would, in some ways I definitely would not.
2 weeks spring break.
Yeah. 14 days to slow the spread.
One week of virtual and then we're back to normal.
It'll be a little cramped, but we can get all of our rehearsal in for Prism.
Oh boy.
Prism will go on like normal, don't worry. Oh, we'll just have to push the band spring band concert back a week or two. It'll be fine.
It's like actual PTSD. Oh my
yes.
goodness. Oh, it hurts.
Hey, we got Fridays off though. So.
Wait,
what?
Did?
We did?
Yeah.
Huh.
After they realized, yeah, we're not going back to school, they just gave us Friday.
Oh, I think I remember that.
They did, didn't they? That's
there's
right.
So much I do not remember from virtual school.
My
probably
gosh.
Shows how good virtual school is.
I've been looking like through like old archives of the messages. So
I noticed you were doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Virtual
rare.
Asynchronous choir was the biggest pain in the butt. Well, no, asynchronous
well,
TBT was
about
the
that.
Biggest pain in the butt. Yeah. But...
Wait, what was biggest?
Asynchronous tier filter.
Oh yeah, no, that was great. He would have you take the test, and then as soon as you submitted it, you would have to burn every frame of evidence of that test ever existed.
Well, you had to finish the test, and you
had to be proctored
first of all. Yes, your parents had to proctor you. You once you finished the test, you had like 5 minutes to submit it.
Oh, it's so dumb.
It was oh my god. Oh, 2 minutes. 2 minutes to submit
Wait,
it.
Wait, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Are you talking
yes.
like I guess you just don't say
you had to use Genius Scan so that you could make it into a PDF. You have to scan it, submit it to on campus, all within 2 minutes.
What if you have like a slow phone? Because I know my phone would not be able to do that.
Then sucks to be you, I guess.
Yeah, that's.
I still remember for like homework assignments and stuff that Nelson had us do like print out and do physically. He just made us have like something on the piece of paper to signify that it's our work. I know, Logan, smart. You used your little. You used yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. Little, what is it, like a 5-inch minifigure or something?
Hold on.
Grabs measuring tape.
No. I'm grabbing a ruler.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
It's 7 inches.
Very.
Yeah, not bad. I used my first gen iPod Nano.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, for the thing. I thought you were taking pictures with that. I'm like, what? No. How? Like, you do what? You represent the homework with sound.
I do have the fifth gen Nano as well. That's my entire Nano collection so far. It's just the first gen, the fifth gen. The fifth gen was the only gen to have a camera on it.
Or is that have cameras on the Nano?
The fifth gen did, yes. It was like a 0.2 megapixel. It was on the bottom of the thing.
Isn't the whole point of the iPod Nano to just be just like an MP3 player?
Wait, no. The iPod Shuffle is the little square.
Oh, what's the Nano?
The Nano was... Okay, so you have to go back in the history. So there was the iPod the iPod, eventually they named it the iPod Classic once they got all the other ones. But there was the iPod, right? The big white thing with the silver back?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That was the iPod. Then there's the iPod Mini, which was in the aluminum housing that was just smaller. It was like, I don't know, maybe a third the size or something. Then they came out with the Nano, which famously, to introduce it, Steve Jobs talked about the little, like, you know, the coin pocket on your jeans is like, what's this for? And then he, you know, pulls the Nano out from that thing.
Wow.
Well, now we have something for, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. That is good-ass advertising.
Okay. Honestly? And then the Shuffle, I don't remember if the Shuffle came after or before the Nano. I think after. But yeah, the Shuffle is no screen, just fast forward, back, or skip, reverse, volume up, volume down, play, pause, shuffle, or go straight through the music. That's all it does.
Sounds like a sample you could use in a song. Like the last 10 seconds you just said. Skip, reverse, shuffle.
Be my guest. I give you full rights to my voice.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, okay. Well, trying to make some AI deep
fakes. Like that 10 seconds I give you rights to. Yes, I used my phone to scan my homework, and I put my first gen Nano on the homework as my little item. And he appreciated it. He said it was cool to see an old iPod like that. And I always had like a different screen on it, like different songs, or I'd put Brick on there, which was their not Pong, but the Breakout. It was their Breakout clone that they had on there, which is actually a surprisingly fun game for that thing. Like the little scroll wheel, it's pretty fun to play with that.
A fun thing I just thought about. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was one of the first Google Meets that Nelson did. He asked me if, when I submitted my assignments, if I projected them onto a wall and stood in front of them.
That's legitimate. Oh, actually, I remember him asking you that. I was in that Google Meet, right?
I would assume so.
Oh, well, yeah, because we were in the same class. Yeah, that's right. I do remember him asking that. Because I couldn't figure it out either.
Now I just buy a freaking 7-inch figure of himself. How hard is it to understand?
No, I just have it. Actually, I don't know if that's more practical or if it's more practical to get a projector, get a large plain wall, and project the assignment onto the wall.
That would be so. That's amazing. That would just be amazing.
Yeah.
And then have somebody take a picture of me.
Right.
I mean, that's definitely you.
I don't know which one's more practical.
How much was the figurine, and where did you get it?
Well, you got it in the Dells, right?
No, I got it from the Noah's Ark in Kentucky.
So how do you? Is this like one of those things? Do they like take like, you know, 10 pictures of like rotating around you, or do they just like? Like, how does that work? How do they make it?
It's a little more than 10, but yeah.
Oh, okay, so it is. Wow, so they actually do, like, a legitimate photo scan of you?
You got that at the Creation Museum?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was it to, like, show how they made 3D models of, like, fossils or something, and they, like, use the same technique to make a 3D model of you?
I'd assume so.
Honestly, that'd be a pretty good tie-in, yeah.
That would make sense. It was just kind of there, and when I saw it could do, I was immediately like, I need this in my life.
Yeah.
Wait, was it free?
Or... No, it was several hundred dollars.
Wait, what? Wait, how much? Okay, I need to hold up. Creation Museum.
I'm sure you're not going to find it, Pete.
Oh, it's the internet, boys. Creation Museum, or...
Okay. Wow. I mean, yeah, at that point, I think buying a projector would be the more practical option.
Fair, but I needed a 7-inch tall statue of myself, and I was...
Also fair.
$700?
Jeez, it was like
$300.
My goodness! It's like a nice graphics card. That's like a, you know, mid to high range graphics card right there.
Well, no, that's mid range, but yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay, yeah.
7-inch tall statue of 15-year-old me.
It's $300!
I mean, that could be way
higher. I mean, that is a really, really good souvenir.
It is.
So, like, yeah, no, I can see why you did it. But yeah, that do be a lot of money, though.
It does. It was.
Yeah. But yeah, man, just everything about last year. It's crazy how much I've forgotten already.
Last year didn't happen. Changed my mind.
It honestly does all just feel so surreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt surreal at the time, even, honestly.
Yeah, it's so much weirder looking back on it.
Really is. Like, yeah, because then, like, church shut down shortly after that, and...
We canceled Easter.
We did. That was honestly probably the worst part of it, was...
No, the worst part is no Advent or Lent dinners. That just...
Okay, fair.
That murders...
Fair point.
Oh,
very,
my goodness.
Very valid point.
Mm-hmm. I cannot get my Lutheran fellowship. Like, this is an attack on the church, okay? This is dumb.
Where's my quote? Is that in... That's in religion, right?
I need Advent lunches this year.
I want to sit with... I want to have dinner. The youth pastor of the other church uncomfortably sit uncomfortably close to me and start making small talk.
Are you talking about Mr. Hartwig?
Yeah, I know he's gone, but I want to believe.
Okay. Yes, fair. As I said on... December 2nd, 2020. This was for Advent, obviously. I said, Thanos Corona snapped Wednesday night church services and he got rid of the good half.
Yes. Exactly.
We are having Easter breakfast.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we
that's
are.
That's good. I don't know if we are or not, because we always have, like, a huge continental breakfast in the back. Like,
yep, that's what we
two
have.
Giant tables full of so much food.
Yep.
Tables sorted from A to Z, and Z is always at the whatever side is. You always pick the wrong tables, is what I'm going for here.
Nice. Yeah, I hope we have that. The only issue is that the person that would always organize that moved to Florida.
Ouch.
That's a sad day.
That's big, sad.
It's a very sad day, because she legitimately... She was like 95% of my church's food supply.
She carried your church?
Pretty much. Food-wise, at least, for sure. I mean, food-wise, absolutely. Like, yeah, she was the one who made food things.
She never emailed food to you.
Yes.
That's...
No, just Zoom call the food.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the Willy Wonka thing. Okay, am I the only one who still is yet to use Zoom?
I don't think...
I've only used it for guidance meetings.
Guidance meetings? Oh,
that's true. They do, yeah, they use Zoom for guidance meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I technically was like... I was in the guidance room...
But on a
Zoom call with a guy presenting to us.
So technically
we were all on the Zoom call.
Maybe.
Yeah, I do not have a Zoom account. I have not even downloaded the Zoom app.
I think I have. Yeah, I think I have it for. I did like some like virtual. Yep, I have it. I did like a virtual college tour of Madison. Except it wasn't a virtual college tour. It was just a guy talking to you about Madison. And by guy, I mean female, but not that really matters. But it was really boring. I left after the first 5 minutes.
Is this virtual tour of UW-Madison? And by virtual tour, I mean it was a guy talking. By a guy talking, I mean it was a girl talking.
Yes. Although, I don't know if they actually ever said it was a virtual tour, but it was like a, you know, Madison informational session. I expected... I don't know what I expected, but I'm like, wow, this is boring. I lost the first, like, 3 minutes. Okay, no, what I was expecting. I was expecting to see, like, 3,000 faces, but no. It was like, it's basically just a YouTube live stream. Like, you can't... I don't know how you're supposed to ask questions, because, like... I'm pretty sure they just mute and deaf you about it. Maybe you, like, use the raise hand or something, but it was Zoom. I don't think... Point being, I left after the first 3 minutes.
Understandable. Have a great day.
Speaking of first 30 minutes... We're into this. We've gotten literally nowhere.
Well, no, this has been a good conversation.
This is content.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to our bigger topics. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, like, doing church last year was so weird. Like, I still... oh, my God. It's... The only way I can describe it is surreal. It really... Mm-hmm. Just looking back on it, it really is just surreal.
You mean just like the all virtual or before the all virtual?
No. So once Corona hit, every Wednesday I would go to, well, it was normally a Wednesday. I'd go to church around 10 in the morning or so. We would record the sermon with pastor and all the liturgy, call and response, that kind of stuff. We would normally have a group of maybe 5, 6, 7 people in there to sing the hymns. So it wasn't like just the organ.
Okay.
Got that all recorded them all in separate videos. Normally about noon, we'd be done recording. I would drive to Ellie's Bistro, which... In case you haven't picked up.
Oh my goodness, please, no.
It's where I work. I work at Ellie's Bistro. Yeah, I'd drive to Ellie's Bistro, get lunch for myself and Mr. Poston. Stop it, Peter. Mr. Poston, the guy that I do streaming with at church. Take it back to church. Which, by the way, it's kind of funny because, like, Ellie's Bistro is right by my house, and church is like a 15-minute drive away. So I drive to church first, drive back to Allie's to get lunch, back to church. I mean, we didn't get Allie's every single day, but basically every day. Well, every day we record, I should say, which was once a week. Granted, we basically always forgot, like, one thing at each of our respective homes every time. So either he or I would go to pick it up from Allie's, and then we would stop at our house and get something. Yeah, that was, like, our routine was... Record, get food at Allie's, go back to church, and edit, basically.
Lovely.
According to my calculations, you said Alice or Alice Bistro or a variation of such 8 times.
There goes our viewer account. We're going to go on the negatives, boys. That's our giving viewers.
Oh, that's like way more effort than our church put in for virtual church.
Well, yeah, and we would spend literal hours because we were like learning Resolve together, basically. And yeah, we would edit together our whole church service into, because, you know, in a normal live stream, there's a lot of, you know, it's just streaming a service, but it turns out when you're not, when you don't actually have to have the service going on, there's a lot of fat you can cut out.
Oh, yeah.
So we would record everything independently, and these services would end up being like 40 minutes long. Like, it was all the same content. Just church is there's fat that can be cut out, apparently. It was also kind of funny. Pastors really got used to being able to do multiple takes of their sermons. So they had to eventually go back to, you know, in-person church, and they only got one shot of their sermon. My favorite example was Professor Cuck just kind of listing off like never do this, never do this, and then he started going to always things, but he accidentally did too early, and he said always doubt, always and he went no, never doubt.
wait a minute
He said, alright, let's start this. It was kind of funny. It was like 10 minutes into his sermon. Which, that's why these recording sessions would take so long, because, you know, we'd record decently long chunks of services, and then we'd have to do it over again, and...
But I wonder what it must feel like to have really long recording sessions for something.
Yes. But it definitely did help us, like, get better at our recording and streaming, and then once we got back to actually streaming the service... I was pretty darn good at it. Oh, and now we have a good-looking stream. So, I will say all of this COVID stuff has definitely had a lot of benefits.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. Like, if we want to talk about the society we live in, yeah. All the tech that has basically been, like, pulled out, whipped out of our collective arses, and... you know, been like, oh, we can do all this virtual now. I mean, it can't all be harmful.
A lot of this stuff is legitimately useful. It actually is kind of fun, or kind of funny how, like, we're just realizing, oh, 3/4 of our everyday lives can just be performed from home. Wow.
Yeah,
also,
well,
Peter,
also,
how you're, like... Apparently the Sam Hartman episode made you more willing to swear on you or something.
Oh, well, the first one was, yes. The second one was British, so it doesn't count.
Yes.
I'll probably censor them.
Yeah.
Peter, do you remember Zion's virtual services?
Yeah. There was just, like, it was just text, right?
Yeah.
Text and a sermon MP3.
They would put a.
I do remember you sharing that with I don't know if it was the server or just me once. I was like, so we're putting in literally 15 hours of effort every week, and you guys are just like,
control C, control V.
Here's an MP3.
Well, we still had services going on. Like, you could schedule to have an in-person service.
See, that was one thing we weren't doing. Like, some places were doing, like, one-on-one communions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we had that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we weren't... Like, a couple of our members requested to actually do communion with the pastor. Honestly, I would have liked to do that.
Yeah.
Because I really... I mean, I did go, like... What was it, like, what, 4 months or something? No, 3 months?
Yeah, well, not.
Something like that, without communion. And honestly, by the end, I was like, I really could go for some communion right now.
Yo, I can get some of that. I get a shot of that right now.
Yeah.
Could with some of that Jesus body and blood.
Let me get a shot of that Jesus.
Shot.
Yeah, our hymns are, if there's audio for the hymn, that's fantastic news.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't all get audio, or you don't get the tune for the hymns all the time.
We're a small Lutheran church. We should all know a cappella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you all own,
we're all good Wells Lutherans. We all own organs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Just going to continue that joke from episode 14.
I'll buy it until the next day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we move on to our next point?
You mean like our first point?
We have successfully
we're only 2/3 of the way through the corona points.
Yeah, isn't that a follow-up?
Yeah, well, no.
Okay.
You
know what would be really helpful, Peter, is if you would actually look at the script.
I like to keep authenticity by not looking at the script. Yeah, that's a good
excuse. I respect it, but I wrote that's the fair. Script, so...
Alright, the last point I wanted to make about the big corona was just the fact that I have learned that apparently, since I work at a restaurant, I am a part of food service, and so I think it's the 1C plan or whatever that we're in right now, I think. Right? I think? I don't know.
I have no idea,
but I can get the vaccine if I want to.
I think we are all eligible. But what's weird is that most high schoolers will actually be eligible.
Like, everyone 16 and older, I think, is eligible as of, like, May 1st or something.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I think all, like, food service people can. And there's a lot of high schoolers in food service.
True. Right.
Like, true. Yeah, so all of us here, Sam said he was just stocking shelves, so I think that would qualify Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, anyone in food service... 18 or older? I don't know if... Or no, I think it's just anyone in food service, probably 16 or older.
I could be wrong. Great. I don't know.
Because, like, normally, you know, you don't hire younger than 16. Because, like, my work was just like, all of us are able to do it.
I was actually hired at 15.
I mean, yeah, you can get hired at 15, but you need, like,
I was hired at work
release.
14, I think.
Oh.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I started the August before my freshman year, so I think so.
Oh, wait. Maybe I might have been hired at 14 then.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you were already taller than 95% of the population, so.
Well, yeah, I still had to get a work permit, though. From Arrowhead. Well,
yes, obviously. I guess we all technically can get the vaccine now.
Technically?
Actually. So this is kind of my thought process behind getting the vaccine at this point. So I have seen enough people get their first dosage and a couple people get their second at this point where I'm pretty confident there's no Bill Gates tracker device, you know, that kind
or
of
or just involved. Like general side effects.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that the side effects are not bad.
I'm pretty sure the side effects are limited to a sore arm.
Yeah. they have said that in younger people, side effects, especially for the second dosage, can be worse. So that's like really the only reason I kind of don't want to get it.
But is it just side effects like feeling nauseous or something, or is it side effects like losing your sense of taste or something?
It's like cold side effects, basically.
Yeah, okay, so.
Yeah. It's basically just a mild cold for, like, a day.
Think of
so honestly, I have a mild cold right now, so maybe I should just see if I can get it soon. Just get it over with while I already have a cold.
Wait, but I feel like they're not going to let you get a vaccine for the COVID with a cold.
Well, I mean, why not?
They don't have to know he has a cold.
Yeah, they don't have to know. Unless they're avid listeners of the Viking Voice podcast.
Well, you know how the entire medical network of the U.S. is.
You're just going to get your vaccine shot, and it's like, Alex, wait, don't you host the Viking Voice podcast?
Wait a minute, you said you were sick.
I would run.
Be if somebody genuinely gobsmacked if I were recognized. just in public as the host of the Viking Voice.
Alex Poffroff, the host of the Viking Voice. Oh, can I get a picture with you?
I would run.
That's how it'd go down.
As far as I can, in the opposite direction.
Who the frick are you?
Well, yes, but you're antisocial.
That's an album. It's a good album.
Okay, but still, that's not even why.
Like, good point.
I mean, that's just, yeah, that'd be like... See, I like attention, so...
Yeah, same. I'd be like, yeah, I can give you a...
You're like, oh, you're following me around everywhere I go 24/7. Oh, that's so cute!
Like, yeah, I'd be...
That's quirky?
I'd probably be freaked out.
Oh my goodness, no.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, stalker follow me around 24/7? Fine. Quirky girl tries to talk to me? Oh no, please. No. Oh, I'm sorry, I did not mean to ban an entire person from talking to me, but please don't make your entire one-dimensional character trope that you do things differently. Don't be like Rian Johnson in The Last Jedi. Oh my goodness. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
ACT/reality store thoughts.
We did it. We got to the first general point.
Oh boy. We did. What are Logan, you did the ACT.
I sure did.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. What'd you think?
Well, you see, unfortunately, according to a legally binding document that I was forced by hand to sign by the ACT, according to Mr. Craig Radu, I am legally unable to speak of any of the contents of the ACT for risk of my ACT score being deleted and yeeted and me being shot and murdered by college
boys. I'll do it, too. I'll freaking do it.
They'll freaking do it again.
Just don't go on the AP exams 2020 subreddit. that's where they get
so. What did you? How about how do we legally ask this?
Just for the record, College Board. When I was taking the PSA or no, not the PSAT or the PS, yeah, the PSAT. Well, is that College Board, though? Yeah.
I think yes, every... It's all College Board.
ACT isn't College Board.
It's all College Board.
Yeah, ACT is not College Board.
The PSAT is College Board.
Yeah.
The ACT is not.
Yeah, the
Well, and...
Yeah, correct.
The SAT, PSAT, whatever.
It's all, College Board.
College Board, for the record... When I took the PSAT last year, I definitely did not talk about one of the math questions literally right after we finished with one of my friends.
I definitely did not look at PSAT memes for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's like the one rule everyone breaks because there's so many good relevant memes about the specific question.
Yes! Like, why was Julie doing all that or whatever? I do remember that. That was hilarious. I was talking with Mike this one question.
Lovely. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but, I just put down zero, because technically zero was a valid answer for the question. I guarantee you it's not correct, but technically it was a valid answer.
Always put down 0 or 1 if you don't know in some sort of advanced math, because you're probably... No, like, 0, 1, or, like, 2 pi. Like, if it's trig, it's, like, pi or 2 pi, and if it's not trig, it's 0 or 1.
Okay.
Yeah, fun facts with Peter Hom. Tune in next
the
time
more you
to
know.
Hear me talk about how to BS a class.
Yeah.
30 seconds or less.
Oh, wait, yeah, that is, like, every answer to whatever we just did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Crazy how that works.
Yeah. Also, E.
Like,
what?
Yeah. I mean, if you're dealing with natural log, like if natural log is anywhere in the problem,
it's E.
Oh, E. Yes.
E or E square.
Oh my gosh. Tearful.
E.
Last year. E.
E.
E. Anyway,
it's in the E.
E.
All right, what do you think about the reality store?
Yeah, yes. how about that? Who wants to go first?
Peter, talk about your incredible speedrun.
I actually legitimately downloaded the speedrunning software and had a timer going while I was in a Discord call with Micah, and actually recorded the whole thing. So if you want the link to the video, DM me. The audio kind of sucks, but you know what? That's okay. So my record is for going with the failure. The failure world record 100% speed run is 53 minutes at -$1,300, which, by the way, at first I thought was not impressive. However, I remember that's monthly, which means I'm losing $1,300 a month. So I think that's pretty impressive.
I wonder if Gady has all the rankings.
He has. Oh yeah, I hope he does.
I was a computer science major. I was a computer programmer. That was what the job was called, which is, wow, that's not what it's called. But anyways, that's calling a plumber, a pipe fitter is a job. Okay, but point being, I was a computer programmer, right? And I had one child. It was a 4-year-old. And apparently all the computer programmers, every career has the same, family situation, as far as I can tell, because Kyle Aiken also did computer programming and also had 1 4-year-old child, so that's kind of dumb. I had one 4-year-old child, and no wife to be seen, so apparently even in this fictional world I'm still forever alone. Thanks, Jake Gady. Anyways, when Anna did this back when they had the IRL reality store, she had a rodeo clown as her husband.
Yeah.
And she was an aeronautics engineer, so that's funny. But anyways, continuing. So yeah, I did the -$1,300 speed run in 53 minutes. The suggested time that it would take was 1 to 2 hours. So I feel like I really cut that down. However, there are a few improvements you can make. One, don't do computer programming if you're going for the most debt. You're starving artist or something, because computer programmer starts out with they started with $50,000 in debt, but they got a fat salary. So it was hard to get that low number. Also, I did get some good RNG though. Although some tips with the RNG is try to go for a good credit score. Now you might be wondering, Peter, why would I want a good credit score when I'm going for the most debt? Because they don't let you buy the big fancy things if you have a bad credit score. So I could only buy a used car. If I was able to buy a non-used car, a new car, I could get the best car I could get in the game, which is a truck. Now, I can't even get a Lambo. It's so inaccurate. But anyways, a truck, which is $30,000 or something. And then it's a monthly payoff rate of $2,000 or something, which I would nowhere near be able to afford. So I'd basically triple my debt. That's the strat right there. I totally missed that opportunity.
Speaking of the new cars, I would just like to comment on the fact that the Tesla was the cheapest new car option.
What?
Oh, that's right, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
That was really weird. I was like, all right, I'll get a Tesla.
Yeah, that was... Was it a Model 3 or something? Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't like the way that... I was expecting more. I might have hyped it over a bit more, but I wanted more car selections. I wanted to be able to completely screw over my life. They didn't really let you do that. There wasn't a super hot car I could get. The most expensive thing was a truck. Basically, just by
it's basically
scrap.
What I figured it was gonna be, but I was hoping it was gonna be a little more elaborate.
You got the short end of the stick.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It was decent.
I would imagine it's better not virtually, way better.
I bet it was smaller in terms of how many options they had for things because had to probably scramble something together to put it online.
Yeah,
I will say I remember doing basically this exact same thing. In person back in 6th grade. It was put on by Lakeshore High School, I think. Or whatever it's called.
I mean the people who do this is a bank or something, so... That's what we're getting.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly, a novel idea. This is definitely a thing elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Also, I will just say what closing statements here. I did not hear anyone else who got a bigger debt. And honestly, I'm surprised because -$1,300 is not huge. Like I said, I had $50,000 in college debt, But like, which by the way, I was paying off as slowly as I could. So I think if I would have paid that off, wait a minute, I don't know how that works. But anyways, I had 50k in college debt, but I had like a huge salary. So like, I think it'd be pretty easy to beat that. And the RNG kind of screwed me over with the poor credit score, which I originally was going for. And by the way, the RNG random number generator was not RNG. It was pick, you know, A through Z here. Then what's your favorite color here? Then what's like in these like, yeah, in these like forms. So they're basically making what is the word for pseudo RNG, but like not through like, you know, finding the static on your screen. It's like literally just ask you different questions. Just find the right route.
Apparently, you could get like different numbers of questions for that too, which is kind of weird. Like I got like 4 questions. Somebody else only got 2.
Oh, yeah. So they just put you through different layers of the form. Yeah. And
like, I don't remember. I just remember I got one. Like, what's your favorite? Oh, I got. The first question was, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I said sometimes.
I think I said yes or something just because I wanted to screw with.
Yeah. One of the questions was, what's your favorite Friends character?
Oh, you. I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Michael yeah. Scott.
Thankfully, there is an option for I don't watch Friends. Oh, okay. Because I've literally never seen an episode.
I would have put Michael Scott.
But it was multiple choice.
I would have put Michael Scott.
Did I stutter?
Control shift I.
Yes.
Yes. I will find a way.
Life will find a way.
Life does find a way. Oh. Yeah, it was fine. I ended up negative 530.
That's honorable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your familial situation? That's like the best part.
Oh yeah, I was married.
Nice.
My wife was a groundskeeper.
Oh, okay.
All right.
She's bringing in another you said something about don't marry a groundskeeper. Yes, that was my like what was the big lesson you learned? Like they ask you what the big lesson you learned. I was like, don't let my wife be a groundskeeper. And I had 2 kids.
Oh, okay.
No.
What was your career? Wait,
no, I had. Wait. Sorry, I had 1 kid. I'm sorry. Okay. There was only an option for 1 kid. One kid. I chose graphic designer. I think.
Wow.
Graphic design is his passion.
Yes. I mean, I do enjoy graphic design, and I think I'm decent at it. I mean, the Viking voice logo looks... Like, the more I look at it, the more it grows on me, honestly. Yeah.
It's the definition of, like, not overdoing it, but it's spicy.
It is.
It looks like an actual logo.
It actually does legitimately look like a professionally made logo.
And it's time to simplify it.
Yes.
No.
Just
no.
Like a blue and red gradient on like 5 pixels.
No, just blue and red dots. just Times New Roman V's.
Just 1 V, and then there's like another V, slightly like it's just a bold V, but you're supposed to think that there's 2 V.
It's a V to the power of V.
Yeah. Oh, it's V squared. Be so original and say if you ever have 2 consonants, you say it's that consonant squared. I hate that so much. Some Netflix series used that, and I thought I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I'm like, wait, everybody uses this. No, you're not cool. Anyways.
Yeah, like Timmy T is T squared.
No, Timmy T is Timmy T.
Timmy T is TT.
Wait, McDonald's is TT.
What?
What?
There's a McDonald's called TT that they always talk about. They're always like, oh, they're coming from TT, or oh, they're going to TT, or I used to work at TT. I'm like, what the frick is a TT? And they're like, something you'll learn about when you're older. Anyways.
Oh.
TT is tech team.
Yeah, see?
All our microphones say TT-odd. Or TT-lib.
Yeah, TT-lib. Tech-T-liberal.
Yes. And of course there's lib1. Oh no, the liberal one!
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Reality Store was definitely a thing. It was fine, I think. Yeah. All right. Christmas Chapel. Christmas Chapel. Christmas Chapel. Christmas Chapel.
We could have talked about this one in the last episode, but we forgot.
Could we? No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We recorded that.
Oh, my.
No, we recorded that. No. We recorded the last episode not last week, but the week before last week.
Okay.
We recorded 2 weeks ago Friday. We published it last week Thursday, I think.
Hold up.
Donnerstag?
March?
We recorded it Friday.
Right.
And published it, like, a while after.
6 days
like, wait,
later.
No, wait.
Yeah.
I think we published it, like, Wednesday.
The Christmas Chapel was on March 3rd. We recorded on March 5th.
What? No.
Yeah.
The Christmas Chapel was during the week.
Christmas Chapel was the last day before spring break.
It was?
Yeah.
We should probably, like, talk about what the Christmas Chapel actually...
Right, yes. Christmas Chapel. What was the Christmas Chapel?
A disaster.
What was the Christmas Chapel?
It was a disaster.
It was
terrible.
It was definitely something.
Who was the speaker for that? Is that someone we should name?
Someone from Bethany.
Yeah, someone from
Bethany. Oh, okay, yeah, we don't
too
need
bad,
to...
because Bethany is a nice school.
Yeah, apparently they're, like, leading esports. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is a Lutheran... Like, but I have no problem with that, but...
Yeah, no. Yeah, Bethany is a nice place, but holy crap was that dude not...
That was just... weird.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, so he... You know, no, I'm not gonna critique his physical appearance.
Yeah, okay, so just context. This man gave a chapel that had, like, Christmas hymns. Did it have
Christmas
Bible passage,
chapel.
Too?
It was about the angels, like, talking to the shepherds.
Yeah.
It was basically entirely, like, if you would have plopped this right in the middle of Advent, it would have made perfect sense. It was weird.
Yeah.
And this is, like, you know, February.
Lent.
Or March.
It was, yeah,
or,
it was during Lent.
The middle of Lent.
Yeah. Like, it had absolutely nothing, like, and then this is how this applies to Jesus going, like, nah, this is, it's just straight Christmas.
Yep.
It was weird.
Yeah.
We had goat tail on the right, and he did the goat tail on the mountain thing where like half the auditorium stood up and the other half like sat down like to the different like verses like was less of a dumpster fire than I thought it would be sitting in the you know the soundboard and everything watching this but like I was like I have a job I'm not gonna do that but that was weird
that was very strange
very glad I was
he just didn't advance the slides for the second verse.
All right. Oh yeah, everybody's saying the second verse twice too. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, then, first of all, like the first 5 minutes of chapel is just him advertising for Bethany.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of why he was there, right?
Well,
yeah.
I guess, but like,
Jesus,
literally.
Jesus,
oh, and then, like, the title slides for the hymns. Just had stock Bethany pictures. I thought that was really funny. It was like, go tell it on the mountain with a picture of a guy recording a hockey game. Like.
That's what what is that, like, sub,
subliminal messaging.
Yes, that's what it is, yes. Like, yes. The flashy images. Yes. Go to Bethany, go.
Go to Bethany Lutheran College.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We figured them out. We're gonna get shut down now.
Yes.
Spotify servers are gonna die once this is uploaded.
SWAT team just breaks through my window.
Yes.
So Christmas Chapel. That was also a thing. It was just so cringy. It was
awkward too.
It was really painful.
Yeah, that was an experience.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're archiving it on here because I would have definitely forgot about that.
Yeah, What, you think we're actually going to go back and listen to these again?
In the future.
Bro, I am in like 20 years.
And in the distant future.
Yeah.
In which case,
hi, 20 years in the future me.
You better have kids. I don't know. Do you want kids? I'm talking to myself here, but.
March
3rd. If I don't have kids 20 years in the future, I'm gonna be disappointed. Oh,
that chapel's gonna be a pain to find in 20
Peter,
years.
You're not gonna be married.
Well, see, that still might get complicated.
This is gonna be really dated if you actually are married.
Freak.
Next episode, predictions for ourselves in 20 years.
Bro, you got a head start on me. I didn't even do the reality store yet. Give me a year.
Yes, the reality store is a 100% accurate prediction of your financial stability in the future and your moral compass or something.
Well, I got a Tesla at least. That's not bad.
I'm gonna start saving up.
Yeah, I mean that is kind of like me start like investing in Bitcoin is honestly kind of a direct response to that. I was like, yeah, I should probably work on like kind of getting money. I was like, you know what, screw it. Bitcoin, like, I think is in a decent position right
No. Dogecoin. All right, have you looked at Dogecoin's numbers, bro? They're like a legitimate, they're actually a legitimate cryptocurrency, and they're like a total meme currency by the nature of the name, so they could totally shoot up at like any time due to some meme. Like,
yeah.
Dogecoin.
And Elon is in favor of it.
I just don't know how to buy Dogecoin.
You just buy like any other cryptocurrency, I think.
Well, yeah, but like PayPal makes it super easy to just buy Bitcoin right in their app, and that's how I
do it. Oh, they have it built in. That's nice.
Yeah. Like, you can buy Bitcoin, Litecoin.
Litecoin is basically just the in-between for all of them, I think.
And
because you mine Litecoin, you don't mine Bitcoin, right? And you exchange it for Bitcoin?
No, I'm pretty sure you mine Bitcoin.
Yeah. Are you mining Bitcoin?
No. Well, okay. So
I'm pretty sure all the Bitcoin has been mined. I'm pretty sure that's like... So they can't mine anymore. Well, you're mining Litecoin and then converting
it to Bitcoin. How does Bitcoin go up then?
Because that's how anything goes up. People say it's worth that much. That's how currency works. That's how stocks work.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's really existential when you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So how it works is I'm doing something called hashing, which is... Basically, you use a program that allows someone else to basically rent out your computational power of your computer. So, your GPU mostly, and then also your CPU, although your CPU doesn't do a ton, but makes you a few extra cents, basically, a day. So, someone uses your... computer to do mining jobs.
Are they doing them to do the mining jobs, or are they doing them to do the transaction? Are those like two separate things?
I'm pretty sure it's to do the mining.
Okay.
Which, don't even ask me how mining works. I don't understand it.
Mining was the transactions, that's what I'm saying. So if someone makes a transaction, they have to hash it. I'm definitely not unhash
the professional on how mining and transactions work with cryptocurrencies. All I know is people mine with my equipment. I think it's normally Ethereum, because Ethereum is the really good one right now. See, I think they're normally mining Ethereum, and you get paid in Bitcoin. It kind of gives you an estimate as to like how much you'll make a day, and you get paid every 4 hours right into your Bitcoin wallet.
So it's basically a consensual botnet.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did we go from the Christmas chapel to this?
Good question. Well, it's like, do you remember, Peter, the LTT video a while ago on folding at home?
I don't watch LTT regularly at all.
Well, I mean, a lot of people were doing stuff on folding at home. So folding at home is basically the same premise, but it uses your computer to help run like simulations of like
existence.
Oh, is that the science stuff? Community one?
Yeah, it's for science. Okay. So basically, it can run simulations to like help with research for. I forget what all the options were, but there was one that, you know, they were dedicating to COVID-19, obviously.
That's, like, voluntary, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to download the application.
No, voluntary as in you're not getting paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's basically the same premise. You let your computer do computational work for someone else. But in this case, that someone else is mining Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, and you're getting paid in Bitcoin. So it's pretty lit. Which, I mean, right now, just on my... I have an old RX 570, 580, something like that. I don't even remember.
580,
yeah. Which, you know, it's a decent mid-range card. I'm getting, like... It fluctuates quite a bit. I'd say on average I'm getting maybe 90 cents a day mining, you know, worth of Bitcoin doing this. Once I get my new computer with my 3070, I'll be making like 10 bucks a day.
Yeah, which is enough to pay for the... Okay, if you're not paying for electricity, that's enough to pay for the car within like 4 months, 3 to 4 months of continual running.
Right.
I think that's pretty good.
If you are paying for electricity, I don't know. It depends on how much your electricity is.
Right.
But I wonder if it'd be enough to pay for, if you ran it overnight, if it'd be enough to pay for the electricity that your gaming PC would normally make gaming, plus the electricity of itself running.
Right.
Yeah.
But basically, if you're making 10 bucks a day, it's absolutely paying for itself easily, and then some. So you are making basically free money. Just by letting your computer
it's
run.
It's free until Bitcoin crashes. That's the thing. That's the catch.
Sure. I mean, there's like always a bit of risk involved.
I mean, that's the single reason that it looks like free money is because it's not actual money you're making. You're making money in something people worth or value. And then, you know, if it crashes, there it goes. So, I mean, well, I mean, you can just sell.
I mean, at the same time, you're still putting faith in, I mean, when you're making money, you're putting faith in the fact that, you know, Biden doesn't inflate the economy by 200%, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but even, I mean, unless you have, like, Venezuela inflation, the U.S. dollar does not drop in value by, like,
no.
hundreds of percent. Or hundreds of percent.
No, it's true.
No.
But... My point is, it's basically a no-brainer as of right now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much the electricity is.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. I'm assuming this is Logan's point next up here.
Yeah, Go Guardian is kind of dumb. I'm going to speed run through this quick. So basically, if you get a message from your teacher on Go Guardian, it gives you like the little one on the bubble, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you click on the message, you read the message, it's like, okay, yeah, I understand that. They close it, and that one doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sucks. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Oh, I hate that so much.
Bruh.
Like, you just activated my little ping portion of my brain.
Yeah.
Like, annoyingly large, and now it won't go away. Yeah, that is.
Yeah it's really annoying.
That is so annoying. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. It's practically like a gray pattern or whatever they call it. Just bad UI design. Or like invasive UI design.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't think it's on purpose. I just think
no,
it's
I don't
bad.
Think it is. Yeah. It just hurts my face.
Yeah.
They probably have. Yeah, they probably just. Either the thing that's supposed to have focus so that it knows when it no longer has focus and when you've looked at it is broken, or they just forgot to add the part that gets rid of it. And they're like, well, technically it still works
without
it. Well,
it goes away after a bit. It seems completely random.
Or if you respond.
Yeah, it does.
Or if you respond.
Yeah, if you respond, it goes away.
Oh,
but it does
if you respond.
Well, it goes away even without you responding.
Yeah.
Really?
After a while,
I don't know what the rhyme or reason is to it, but yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, it really annoys me. I mean, half the time, literally the instant I see that bubble, like, pop up, like, when I connect to a class, I just grab it and drag it off screen.
I don't want to look at that.
I don't. It takes up room. I don't care about it.
I like aligning it wherever, like, is funny or, like, looks like it's part of the web page because you can literally put it anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of a weird, like... Like, what is it?
Yeah, I thought that too. It's
not a window.
No.
It's a part of the browser. But
it's
like,
an extension doing something basically outside of the web page. It's weird.
I'm guessing it's... because I will say it works way better on Chromebooks than it does on my computer. Like, on my Windows 10 computer.
Can you drag it onto your Windows desktop?
No. No, you can only move it around within the window. And it only shows up maybe, like, a tenth of the time.
Mm.
So, yeah, it might be something kind of Chrome OS related. I don't know. It's interesting. But, yeah, that was a very good mini rant. Coins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, this is actually a decent topic.
Yeah.
Do not have the energy for decent topics. the coin war is going on right now. That's cool. I know a dude who will remain unnamed until the act happens, which might have already happened, who's going to put, like, hopefully, like, a lot of money in the sophomores and juniors. And by a lot of money, I mean, like,
apparently someone has already put $100 in the senior jar.
Oh, well, I mean, this would beat
that. $100 bill.
This would beat that.
What I've noticed so far is that literally nobody is using coins.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping themselves. They're just hurting everybody else.
This we live in a fear labor.
No, this is stonks.
Well, now I don't want to use my coins anymore if nobody else is doing it, and there's, like, no point. Well, shoot.
Yeah, you don't have to do the best. You just have to do the least worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like the seniors are going to lose. I feel like everybody's just going to team up on hating
Everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Why does everyone... Wait, really? Does everyone hate the
seniors? Yeah, everybody hates them.
I think where it started is they put a bunch of money in every bucket except the senior one.
Oh, I thought you just meant in general. Okay.
In general. Yeah, I feel like freshmen don't like you, but that's just the freshman senior relationship.
That's freshman being freshman.
Yeah.
I don't like the freshmen, so
this year's freshman class is something, let me tell you.
Really? I don't know. Do I know any freshmen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Mary. Right.
Julia, Stephen.
Oh, right, they're freshmen. Oh, yeah. See, they don't feel like
they're
freshmen.
The exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good freshmen never actually feel like actual freshmen.
True.
Yeah.
I still feel like a freshman.
Sir, you graduate in 3.5 months.
In theory.
2.5 months, actually.
Yeah, that's scary. Oh, jeez.
Wow, that's pretty.
Have fun with that one.
You're going to do it in that plus a year. Good for
14 and a half months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stonks.
Brendan's already graduated.
Yeah. Freaking Soviet state of Michigan. They get all the cool thing.
Yes.
Why can't we be Soviet state of Wisconsin? Come on, Evers. Step it up. Stop being a lame duck.
Yeah, come on, Evers. Embrace your true liberal dark side. You know you want to be a socialist.
The power of the dark side of the economy. Yeah.
But yeah, apparently, like, this coin thing is a thing that Wisco used to do.
Yeah, I remember. Was this a thing, like, when? Like, is this the first time we've had it?
Because I
definitely remember Anna talking about it and Andrew talking about it.
I don't recall.
This is the first time we've had it. Yeah. Maybe our freshman year, but definitely not since then.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember this.
Yeah, all right.
I know the crush cans was, like, that started our freshman year. Yeah. I don't know. It's just student council and whatnot doing their thing, which is always bad.
Well, I don't think this isn't even student council. I don't think.
Well, it's OHFHS, which is Student Council and WWW combined.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yes. Daylight savings.
More like...
You choose your next words very carefully.
I don't know if I want to cancel myself at 11:52 at night.
Daylight savings is dumb. Moving on.
Yes.
I think we talked about this in the last one, but daylight
savings. We did. And I also talked about it with my coworkers yesterday, and we all just agree that daylight savings needs to die in a hole.
Apparently there's a bill right now that's like, let's just stay on this current time and, you know, not go back. Which, we get some bi-party, like, agree, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, who likes daylight savings? Like, it's just
I don't think anyone honestly does. There's not even, like, corporation, like, incentive, like, big fat cat incentive to have it, I don't think.
No.
Like, there's, like, literally, I don't think anyone likes
it. No, daylight savings freaked me out. It's like, went outside my house this morning, and it was dark.
Yeah, right?
Like, I was not ready for that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, no, it's weird and bad and just needs to die. Mm. I have hope that it will no longer be a thing eventually.
Hope.
I mean, Sam Hartman. 2040. I don't know what year.
2040.
2040. Oh, I was going to say the right thing.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So... So what is this? AP Classroom. I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that...
Yes.
Oh, I guess you're not in AP class.
Not in AP
class.
Yeah,
it's... Okay, basically what I just wanted to complain about is that AP Classroom doesn't allow you to upload PDFs into assignments.
AP Classroom sucks in general. We'll just leave it at that.
It does, yeah.
It's super slow. It's down half the time. You have to keep re-logging in all the time. It never remembers you even when you hit the Remember Me button. Mm-hmm. There's, like, five different ways you can get lost and, like, be able to, like, not go back in, like,
so,
pages.
So what you're saying
there's, like, no
is...
specific way to, like, find a certain class. There's, like, three different ways to find a certain class, but no good way to find a certain class. And, like, when you do try to find a certain class, like every, like, third link you click, it'll say, oh, it's dead. Gotta, like, refresh the page, re-log in, try again. Oh, my goodness. It sucks.
Yeah, it's
so what you're saying...
It's horrible.
Is that it's on campus.
No, on campus is way better. Yes. On campus actually, like, works. I'm telling you, literally, like, half
well,
the links will just
I mean,
say
not
it's
today,
dead.
But...
Well, yes, but, like, when on campus is, like, not globally dying, like, it's loading all the pages for the most part. Mm-hmm. It does a little thing where you have to re-log in, but, like, once you re-log in, you're good for, like, an hour or whatever. Oh my goodness, AP Classroom sucks.
It's awful.
It, like, if it actually loaded pages and everything and, like, did everything that you thought it would do and maybe changed the layout a little bit so, like, everything's more clear how to get to a class and assignments and such, mm-hmm. then it'll be fine. But, like, the thing is just straight up broken half the time and the UI makes, like, no sense.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness. It's awful.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on campus also sucked today. Like, more than it
That was just
because
it was slow, though.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, something was wrong. Like, yeah.
I think got an update, so I wonder if that was part of it.
And of course, we had a test in American government today.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Like, on campus. Ouch. Like, in the middle of on campus sucking.
Ouch.
Leverin sent us an email a bit later. Many of the tests were submitted. Yeah.
What?
What?
what did you say?
Many of the tests were submitted. Yeah.
I'm just gonna not question it.
Many of the tests were submitted. Two spaces. YEH. Period.
Yeah.
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 Man, really, just be like, yeah.
Oh, okay. He's gonna...
Be like, hey, Mr. Leverage, you want to go hit up the Culver's and be like, yeah.
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 Yeah. I just thought that was very humorous.
Yeah. That is humorous.
Yeah.
And just didn't feel like being professional. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what he was going for.
It's like simultaneously like a cry for help, an affirmatory like response, like a complete laziness. Like it's an amalgamation of many wonderful things.
Yes.
Oh, we should probably get to the last things.
Well, yesterday... Yesterday, he was dissing left-handed people in
what
class.
What the fuck? Excuse me!
Well, and Melissa... So, Melissa Tan is in my class, and she's left-handed. And she's like, wow, Mr. Leverance, throwing shade. And she's in softball. Somehow, he had never heard the term throwing shade before.
Mm-hmm,
and so right. He was trying to figure out what throwing shade meant. So he thought it was like a softball term where like you purposely throw the ball in a certain way and it's called throwing shade. So that was very humorous. I mean, I obviously he was kind of playing it up, but like, yeah, he legitimately did not know what throwing shade was. It was funny. Yeah.
Well, anyways, do we want to on that bombshell end, as to say in the Jeremy Clarkson, and on that bombshell, you know, Top Gear. Y'all should, do you get that reference, maybe?
No.
Well, yes, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. I didn't know if that was a big enough. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I mean, we've still got Chromebook update.
Well, but I have 2 minutes.
Well, what is Chromebook update? I don't even know.
There's a
what
Chromebook
that is.
Update.
Have you opened your Chromebook?
I have. Is it different?
Yeah.
It's different.
Oh, is that like as of like? I saw. I just got one. I don't think I restarted yet.
Yeah,
like
I got an update today. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, you should do that. It's pretty great.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's honestly cool.
Pulling like, out my Chromebook right now.
I'm gonna restart that. Yeah.
Like
also, I'm gonna die.
Like, I think one of the new things is that you can like get a fancy clipboard.
Oh, it's like an actual update. Okay, I need to look at this.
Yeah.
I wonder if they redid the music system, because right now the music system doesn't work with my current music, because my current music library is so big it just crashes after like a halfway through into a song, because I think it tries to like put everything into the RAM and it's just like, nah, fam. I'm not picking all those 1600 MP3s in my RAM, by, like 2 megabytes.
Yeah. Nice.
Anyways.
Alright, and then Kahoot update.
Kahoot changed. There's a lot of new stuff, and I like it, but I'm not going to talk too much about it.
Oh, wow, this is different already. Like, just entering your password is different.
Yeah. And Peter is gone.
Peter is gone.
Dun, 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 dun.
I guess it's just Logan and me wrapping up the podcast.
You should just say the introductio equals.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Wait, so what else is different?
In the Chromebook?
Yeah, some of the app icons are different.
I don't remember.
I see.
All the new stuff, but like...
Interesting.
Yeah, you can look around, see stuff.
Yeah. Alright, so Chromebook update, Pog.
It's fun.
Apparently I'm still here.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Peter.
I don't know how that... maybe it's 12:15.
Huh.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh,
I mean, usually it's 12, midnight. So maybe my dad extended it.
Yeah.
Super Pog
chat. That would be very Pog, yes.
Anyways.
Well, let's take advantage of that and wrap things up here.
It's a good day.
As always... You can visit us at www.vikingvoice.net. Do things there. You know what those things are. I'm too tired to think. And remember, kids, rejoice in the Lord always as you fix your eyes on Jesus and set your mind on things above because of the power of Christ's love as it compels you into standing firm. That's it for tonight.
Woo.
Talk to you next time, gamers.